Hi, Vincenza.
Hi.
And hi, Ludiana.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. So, Vincenza, I think we should start by just telling people what Equitas is. What does Equitas do?
Well, we're a nonprofit organization, and we've been around for 52 years. We're based in Montreal, and our mandate has always been human rights education for social change. And what we're really aiming for is respect for the human rights of everybody everywhere, and in particular, and you mentioned many of the groups, the most marginalized people in society, and many of whom are marginalized people in Canadian society too, children, youth, women, people living with disabilities, minorities, Indigenous people, LGBTQI people, just to name a few.
So these are human rights leaders from 45 countries that are all gathering here in Montreal. You've gathered in other places in the past. Why is Montreal a good place to gather?
Well, the program has always been in the province of Quebec. We used to be in Prince Edward Island for a number of years, mm-hmm. and we were in Sherbrooke, but for the last 25 years at least, we've been in Montreal.
Okay.
And Montreal, because that's where the organization
is based.
Founded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the organization lives. And plus, Montreal is a really wonderful environment. It's a safe environment for people to come and learn about human rights.
Okay. So, you know, I find that it's very easy for so many of us to kind of be a little bit dismissive about human rights violations, mm-hmm. because it's always someone else's problem. It's always, it
yeah.
seems like it's really far away, even though it isn't always. How can we get Montrealers to care about what is going on in other countries?
Well, one of the ways is to engage with newcomers to our country and learn more about the situation and being welcoming and
mm-hmm.
and learning about what's going on in their countries and not being afraid, because learning about human rights is a way to make human rights a reality for everybody.
Yeah, and I think that's where Ludiana comes in. So Ludiana is one of these leaders that is here in town. And I think, you know, having those conversations. So Ludiana, you're from Sri Lanka. I would like to know what are your biggest concerns when it comes to human rights violations in your country?
So I am coming from a minority community.
Mm-hmm.
And so speaking on human rights issues,
mm-hmm.
So minority community has for a long period has gone through a civil war for a long period, and now they are under transitional justice period. So there are so many concerns for them to kind of enjoy the human rights as being a minority community in a majority community based country. So.
Is it hard to get people in Sri Lanka to engage and to be concerned about human rights violations, Ludiana?
No, it's not hard, but working on human rights issues at the moment might be technically a problem.
Yeah.
But we can adopt into it and work. But through the experience, we can work on it.
Okay. And what would you like Canadians to know about fighting human rights violations?
Fighting for human rights violations,
mm-hmm.
you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, for the Canadians, I am new to this place. This is my first time coming to Canada.
Well, welcome, welcome.
Yes, and I've been only for a short time. It's only 3 days. So, apart from coming from a country like a kind of developing country from my country, from Sri Lanka,
mm-hmm.
speaking on that, each and every human being has the right to fight for their human rights. So each and everyone has to enjoy for it. And if there is a violation going around, they have to fight for it, or they have to work on forward. They have to work. So each and every human has that. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Even it might be Canada or any other country of the world.
And we have a responsibility. Like, as much as people inside Sri Lanka have to fight, also outside of it, like as a world, as a population of the world, the planet Earth, we all have a responsibility. I want to come back to you, Vincenza. So
yes.
what you've got people from 45 different countries. Are
yes.
Obviously, there's going to be human rights violations that are worse in some places than
mm-hmm.
others. What are your biggest concerns?
My biggest concern is, first of all, the space for them to do their work is being diminished by government
mm-hmm.
Even more.
And can be dangerous.
It can be very dangerous. So ensuring that they're able to do their work and still be safe is a really big concern of our organization. So in terms of the human rights education we do, we always try to approach it from a perspective of enabling or supporting the government in meeting their obligations.
So
governments have signed on to international treaties, and so the work of the NGOs is really to support that work and ensure that human rights are implemented, rather than an adversarial approach, although in some cases it's necessary. But really trying to build the spirit of respect for the human rights of everyone everywhere, and the fact that it's everybody's responsibility.
Yeah, like I know, and I think, again, we said it's so easy to look at it as someone else's problem. And yeah, Canada is better than most, but far from perfect. So what do you think we as Canadians can learn about fighting for human rights?
Well, the first, learn about our Indigenous populations.
Mm.
And I think that's more and more, at least in this generation, things are coming out, and really to be engaged. And in our programming in Canada, that's what we are working on. And for example, in the opening ceremony for our program here, we had a territorial acknowledgement from an elder from the Mohawk community here, so that we also, as Canadians, in front of this international community, are able to talk about where we haven't been so good.
Oh, that's really
and acknowledging that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we had government representatives, Canadian Government, Global Affairs Canada, representatives there, and we were able to speak openly, I also think that sends a message about, although we do have human rights violations, we can address them with our government.
Yeah, we can talk about it, and we're safe here.
Them.
Yeah, that's
yes.
A big difference. So, Ludiana, I'm curious, you said you're just here for 3 days.
Three weeks.
3 weeks. That's what I thought.
No, 3 weeks.
That's what I thought.
Perfect. Only 3 days.
Yeah, it's
yes.
Three. You've just been here for a short time though, but this is a 3 week program. What are you helping to learn in those 3 weeks? Because the idea is to learn things and have conversations here, and then when you go back home to Sri Lanka, implement what you have been learned, right, to improve human rights there. So what do you hope to take away from your 3 weeks here in Montreal?
Yes, I, as a human rights lawyer, have been working for more than 10 years. So I practically have a good kind of relationship with the victims, with the minorities, with everyone. So I have a practical knowledge on human rights. But theoretically, I don't have it, because I don't have it. I cannot say I don't have it, but it's limited for me. So in that case, I thought of coming to this platform might help me to talk with diverse community, with people who have come from different part of the world. So they share their knowledge, they share their experience, and it's a kind of exchange program, which I can get so many good new ideas from each other's experience, and that I can take to my office back and share with my colleagues and work on my projects with the grassroots level community. So I think it's a kind of a learning process for me now.
Yeah, it's an ongoing learning process for everybody, and the bottom line is it's all a step in the right direction. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Ludiana Shalin Al-Hilan, a National Human Rights Officer for United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights in Colombo, Sri Lanka, as well as Vincenza Nanzari, who is the Director of Education for Equitas. Over 100 human rights leaders from 45 countries around the world are here in Montreal. These are the people on the front lines fighting for our human rights. It is 1:15. Let's check your...